Dear faithful, on this Holy Thursday, we commemorate the establishment of the two great sacraments, the Holy Eucharist and Holy Orders, the Sacred Priesthood. As Catholics, we can never forget that Mass is a sacrifice, and as the sacrament, it's called the Holy Eucharist. In the past times, during the Old Law, there were animals offered for sacrifice, but today offering of prefiguration, the substitutes of sacrifice as animals, would be sinful indeed, because now we don't have prefigurations anymore. We have the real thing, the holy sacrifice itself. In Holy Communion, the heart's dearest desire is fulfilled. It's today we should be immensely grateful to our Lord that He has established this Holy Eucharist as our food and nourishment. Indeed, the whole sacrifice of the Mass centers around the Holy Sacrifice. If you remember, and you should remember, the three principal parts of the Mass, they are offertory, consecration, and communion. We offer the holy sacrifice to God. The priest consecrates that, that is, changes the mere bread and wine to the body and blood of our Lord. And finally, in Holy Communion, the priest consumes the sacrifice, namely, it ceases to exist, like sacrifice does. The sacrifice of Holy Eucharist, Holy Mass, was established for the remission of the sins of the world. We would have no hope of salvation unless our Lord would have chosen to suffer and die for our sake. So do we really then appreciate that this sacred Eucharist of our Lord? For those who should have tendency or temptation to be lukewarm or, God forbid, even ungrateful of this great sacrifice, we should go to the reproachful words of our Lord, which He told about some of the towns of His own home country, the Holy Land, more importantly, the province of Galilee. Spiritual starvation of this world, and during our Lord's time, it is always most acute when it is unfelt. And during our Lord's time, just like today, there were so many people who could have drawn enormous amount of graces from our Lord, but because of culpable ignorance or even sinful forgetfulness, they turned their backs on Him. Perhaps the most fierce condemnation which our Lord ever uttered in Holy Gospel, we can read in St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, when our Lord pronounces condemnation to the three towns of His home province, Galilee. Our Lord says, "Woe to thee, Chorazin! Woe to thee, Bethsaida! For if in Tyre and Sidon had been wrought the miracles that have been wrought in you, they had long ago done penance in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, shalt thou be exalted up to heaven, thou shalt go down even unto hell. For if in Sodom had been wrought the miracles that have been wrought in thee, perhaps it had remained unto this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee." In this passage of our Lord of Gospel of St. Matthew, our Lord expressed the utter displeasure which these towns in Galilee had shown unto Him by being ungrateful, by refusing to hear His word. There were so many back then us as well as now who turn deaf ear to the warning preaching of our Lord, that in order to be saved, you must be repentant of your sins. And if you want to have life in you, you must take his body and blood as your nourishment. It's useful to look into deeper what were these three towns which our Lord gave such fierce warning: Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum. These three towns were small towns in the western shore of the lake of Genesaret, and the inhabitants of these towns were perhaps the most favored people that ever lived on this earth. For 30 years, our blessed Lord Jesus, he lived and labored in obscurity and forgetfulness, and in obedience to his mother and foster father in the little village of Nazareth. But even when he left his house, when he started his public life, it was Capernaum on the shore of the Lake of Genesaret, which was truly our Lord's hometown during his public ministry. At Bethsaida, our Lord found most of his apostles, but Capernaum was the most favored of all of the cities Lake Genesaret during his public ministry. St. John tells that when Jesus came to live there, his Blessed Mother Mary came with him, and St. Matthew, speaking of Jesus crossing the Lake of Genesaret to go to Capernaum, says, he passed over the water and came to his own city. And it was in Capernaum where the people received the gracious promise of the Blessed Eucharist. Our Lord had given abundant evidence that he came from God, and yet the people of Capernaum, they murmured at him because he had told him, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Dear faithful, indifference to God's special favors, resistance to his grace, that was the great sin which our Lord reproached so much in the condemnation of these three towns. Those who heard Jesus, they were familiar with the history of Tyre and Sidon. These two cities were notorious for their wealth, but also for their worldliness. They were cities that were given up to the thirst for gold and to forgetfulness of God and to other sins that followed in the train of this thirst. So with these rich but very forgetful and very worldly cities, our Lord compared the so much favored towns of Galilee, namely Chorazin and Bethsaida. But his own hometown, namely that of Capernaum, he compared with the most wicked city of them all, namely Sodom. And we know that the very name Sodom, it's almost filthy to merely say or speak the word of that city. The sins committed in Sodom were so horrible that St. Paul says that those sins should not be even named among Christians. And the wickedness of that town, it drew down fire from heaven. It's to the sin of the city of Sodom where Christ compares the city or the sins of his own city, namely that of Capernaum. All this because Capernaum had turned the deaf ear on his preaching about the bread of life and forgiveness of sin, and instead continued to go along as always without any care of Messiah's, without any care of bread or of life, or without any care of forgiveness of sins. And our Lord gives his horrible warning: if in Sodom had been wrought the miracles that have been wrought in thee, namely Capernaum, perhaps it had remained unto this day. Can you imagine that favored city of Capernaum, the hometown of Jesus? The grace which Capernaum had received from our Lord, it was so great, it would have been enough to convert even Sodom. When our Lord continued his reproach of his home city, and he said, "And thou, Capernaum, shalt thou be exalted up to heaven? Thou shalt go down even unto hell. I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee." Dear faithful, in order to truly get into these warnings, we have to keep in mind the horrible example of this hometown of Jesus, namely Capernaum. He chose to live there. He chose his dwelling place there, and even his blessed mother went to live there. But so much were their inhabitants' hardness of heart that he proclaimed that even Sodom would receive the more lenient judgment from God than that cursed city. So therefore, dear faithful, we have also been blessed with our Lord living into our midst. Can we truly appreciate how truly favored we are among all the inhabitants of the whole world? It's true that we each have own particular blessings of life, loving family, good job, things to look forward to, good recreation. Or we might have sorrows in life, troubles in the family, trouble with spouses or children, or troubles struggling with poverty or loneliness. But still we, as Catholics, we have been blessed more than most and vast majority of the whole human race. In the chapels and churches where true Mass is said, that has been so singular a blessing in for us that it should make us truly watch out in every possible way, every possible sin, both mortal and venial. Our Lord, we have not chosen our Lord. He has chosen us, as he says, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you." We have been favored, like the people of Capernaum, with his real presence in our midst. And our Lord calls us several times a day by the voice of obedience to come to his presence. And many, they do correspond with these graces, and sublime sanctity is the result. But many also turn away. For them, the preaching of Jesus is either too hard to complete in their lives, or they simply just don't care. We have been given great blessings, but also great warnings. Now, when the Lent draws to its conclusion, and tomorrow we'll see our Lord die on the cross, we should put truly our lives into order. What is most difficult? What is the most important thing in our lives? Is it God or is it ourselves? Because after all, those are the only two options. Either we worship and obey God, or we who worship and obey Him only under only under our own rules. Let that never be our case. Let us always be immensely grateful to our Lord for his sacred death on the cross and this great memory and sacrifice which he has left us, namely the Holy Eucharist, because that only is the true bread of life which carries us into eternal heaven and eternal happiness. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.